Blog Talk Radio.
Phil?
Hello?
Phil, how you doing, man?
Good, how you doing?
Good, I'm great, man. Glad to have you on the show, man. Thanks for taking time out to talk with us.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem at all, man. I know you just signed with, I believe, with PMG Sports, correct?
Right.
All right, so tell us a little bit about that. What was the decision that you wanted to sign with PMG?
I was just looking for an agency that dealt with only Olympic athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Just because then, obviously if an agent has a couple baseball players and NBA players, NFL players, they're mm-hmm. going to get they're a bigger star than I am, and they're going to get, more attention, And if you think about it, an agent has to work for them a lot less, and they make a lot more money. They
mm-hmm.
just have to, basically talk about a contract every 3 to 5 years, and then they get, a percentage off that contract that they end up signing. And for me, an agent has to go out and, look for sponsorships, basically. So, I understand why an agent would rather have an NFL player than me. So that's why I kind of went all along the lines of just someone who deals with Olympic athletes.
So I know you're a beach volleyball player. Is that something that you grew up doing or something that you were interested in doing as coming up as a child?
I grew up playing baseball and tennis, actually, in my senior year in high school. I decided to drop baseball because practices were getting kind of boring. And we were looking for a new sport, basically, and decided on volleyball. And I just became obsessed with the sport and dropped everything else. And that's all I did, basically.
So I know you are an Olympic gold medalist. When did you decide to take it that far as far as the ticket to the Olympics, your sport?
When did I decide to try to qualify for the Olympics? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
Well, in 2006, I switched partners to Todd, and the main reason was to make an Olympic run. But I had already been playing pro ball for a couple years, but I basically got a better partner, and we made a run at the Olympics and ended up qualifying and winning the gold.
How did it feel when you knew that you won that gold medal? How did that feel? How was that moment like? What was that moment like?
Man, it's hard to put in words, but the best way I could describe it is think of the best feeling ever and then multiply it by 1,000. Because we put in, 3 hard years of work in, and it all basically, it went well. It all wasn't for nothing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal was accomplished, and all that hard work paid off.
So what are you currently working on, and what do you have coming up?
On Monday, this coming Monday, we leave for Brazil to start off our season in Brazil. We're playing mostly only international tournaments this year because domestically there really isn't much going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll play about around 8 or 9 tournaments before the Olympics, and then we'll head on over to London.
Yeah, and that was my follow-up question. Are you going to be in the Olympics this year? It's in London, correct?
Right.
And if I can ask you to do this a favor for me, for those who want to do the same thing that you're doing right now and want to get to where you are right now, what piece of advice would you give?
If they want to become a professional beach volleyball player?
Yes.
First thing you'd probably have to do is move out to Southern California, because that's really where you you're not going to get any, you know, high-level games in if you're not living out here, because that's where majority of the players live. And, you know, play as much as possible. Get in the weight room and work out and you know, work on your vertical and your core strength and your quickness, and then see where that takes you.
Right. So when you're not playing sports, what do you do in your downtime? What do you do for fun or for activities?
I'm kind of a sports fanatic, so
okay.
I watch a lot of, you know, the NBA. I'm excited that Major League Baseball started. I already got a few fantasy teams started with that. And obviously NFL. But I like to play video games too. I'll play my Xbox whenever I get a couple hours to veg out.
All right. So I'm not going to keep you no longer. It was an honor, first of all. Before I let you go, is there anything else you want to let the listeners know, anything you want to put out there before I let you go?
Not really. Just, you know, hope they're rooting for Todd and I this year in London. Hopefully we can repeat for them.
All right. Well, we're going to be rooting for you over here, man. Much success with everything, man. And thanks for taking time out to come by the show. And come back by any time, all right?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Shout out to Phil Dawson there, I believe. I mean, I don't know. Let me jump into Brandy Record, and I'll be right back.
Blog Talk Radio.
Dahlhauser, I believe it's a pronunciation. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong. He's an Olympic gold medalist. He's a professional volleyball, beach volleyball player. He's going to be in the Olympics this year, 2012, in London. So make sure you guys support him. Make sure you guys check him out online. Give him so much support. I thank everybody for listening and tuning in today. Once again, My blessings go out to Phil, of course, and much success with his competition in the Olympics, which is coming up, I believe that this coming up pretty soon. Nevertheless, thank you so much for all your support regarding to tuning into the show yesterday with the podcast Yo-Yo was on the show. And, you know, we're so honored to have all these magnificent guests on the show. Please email me, timothy.shore@gmail.com, and once again, for any guests that you would like to see or that you would like to appear on the show, please feel free to email me, and one of the staff members will get back to you as soon as possible or as soon as they can to accommodate your request. Also, send your emails in regarding song requests, anything, any kind of questions, complaints, or comments, or concerns, please email timothy.shore@gmail.com. I'm going to end the show. I love you so much. Stay up, stay strong. I'm going to leave you once again with Brandy, because my switchboard is acting up today for some reason, so my other upload did not come up. But nevertheless, thank you so much. I'll be back on tomorrow. Here's Brandy.